The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
The following is a presentation of Podcast One.
The big podcast with Shaq.
Here we go, the diesel. We knew we'd break it out here before long.
Rejected O'Neal!
Shaq!
You gotta love it.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's the Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, we got a lot of playoff stuff to get to. We're going to talk about it with NBA great B.J. Armstrong. Plus, Detective Shaq weighs in on the Starbucks mess in Philadelphia. He might be king soon also. Of course, we got a big addition to Borderline, and by popular demand, we're going to do it again. The Porn Movie Challenge is back. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
I met this fabulous lady, and I hope she's listening. I met this fabulous lady at the airport the other day. She's had to be in her 70s, knew everything about me, knew everything about sports. And the last thing she says, I love your podcast. And
wow.
I
thank you very much,
but I hate that John Kincaid.
That's
stop
terrible.
The music. Let's get straight to it.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Let's get straight to it.
Getting straight to it?
Starbucks.
You want to go right out of the gate with Starbucks?
You want to go right to this?
Right to the Starbucks. All
really?
Right. Well, it's
because
turn off Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Because there are two white men here ahead of you in line.
That's okay. Let's get straight to it.
And by the way, you and B-Dog haven't ordered anything yet. Just say, what are you just hanging out?
The problem is, this is the problem, right? When a white person comes to the counter and say, can I use a bathroom, and hasn't ordered anything, and you say, okay. And then a black guy comes and you don't, okay. Now it becomes a black and white thing, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now it becomes a black and white thing. But as a guy who owns multiple businesses, I understand spirit of the law and letter of the law, right? So when you come in and you sit down and you don't order, and then management says, hey, man, I need you to leave, that's considered loitering, B. I see you over there making a face. Let me finish, right? Now when they call the cops on you and the cops ask you to leave, that's considered trespassing. I do understand that. So as a guy who, B-Dog, look at me now, as a guy who owns businesses, if you ain't coming in my Krispy Kreme ordering no donuts, you're not sitting around, right?
No.
You're not going to sit around. Now, the problem is, like I said, it was made a black thing when a white person asked you black. So Kevin Hart made a great point. The ants on the internet tried to kill him. It's not a Starbucks thing. It's a management thing. So maybe management handled it poorly. But, you know, they turned into this whole black and white thing. And, you know, now everybody's boycotting Starbucks. This is my message to all you superstars. Don't be hypocrites. For example, rappers. Okay, a lot of rappers are coming out speaking. When one rapper does something crazy, now you want everybody to boycott all rappers?
Correct.
Is that what you
Correct.
Want?
Correct.
Is that what you want?
Stupid.
All you athletes, when one athlete do something crazy, now you want everybody to boycott all athletes?
All of a sudden, everyone's Tristan Thompson.
So as a guy who's a leader and is a manager, realistically, I can't watch everybody that I put as managers. Can't watch everybody. So now when a mistake is made, of course it's going to come back on me, right? You just have to handle it. So again, it's not a whole Starbucks, because you can't say Starbucks is racist. Let me tell you why. He offered two black guys 150 damn franchises, and one black guy turned it down, another one picked it up. So don't tell me the man is right. I don't want to hear that dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a management problem. Management f***ed up. Let's just leave it at that. It's not a black and white thing. They made it look like a black and white thing. It's not a black and white thing. The man, Howard Schultz, the man offered me 150 stores in African-American neighborhoods. So don't
and
tell
you
me.
You passed it up.
And I passed it up. So don't tell me the man at the Starbucks is racist. Yeah. Management. He's doing a great thing, closing down 8,000 stores, dealing with people and how they feel and certain things. But, hey, it is what it is.
Now, is it true that you passed on the 150 Starbucks because you thought everybody would just come in and loiter?
No.
See?
B-Dog, Shaq just laid it out there straight. If you've got a business, that you're opening the business, it's not a hangout.
Hold on. There's a flip side to that.
What is it?
If you let the white people loiter.
I was just about to.
If you
not
let
the
them loiter,
ones.
Then everybody can be allowed to
but
loiter.
But what I'm saying
in
is.
In my spots, nobody can loiter.
This manager was totally wrong.
Exactly.
Totally wrong. We all agree.
Wrong.
What I do notice is, and I applaud the gentlemen that were getting escorted out of the place, because they have also said, don't boycott Starbucks. They also have done your message, Shaq. They're like, this isn't a Starbucks thing.
This is
one guy making a stupid decision.
The problem is everybody in their little phones.
Starbucks.
No. Everybody that are phones that are nobodies in real life, as soon as they get right here, they want to feel like somebody. Guess what? You're still a nobody.
And by the way, when Burger King stopped the Black Whopper,
No, it was not.
They got rid of the Black Whopper. Shaq could have led a boycott. Instead, he told everybody, "Go get a Burger King."
Cut it out.
I love you say that though.
I think the whole thing was just handled very poorly.
Yes, that's by one man.
Right, and that's where the whole thing fell apart and became.
You ever heard the statement "Perception kills"?
Yeah, of course.
So if I'm a manager and I let John drink in the studio, and then me and B-Dog try to drink in the studio and you say something, now it's a black and white
because
thing.
You spill.
You made a mess of
that. No, I'm not saying black people spill. I'm saying you spill.
My message to America is it's 2018. Let's not try to make everything black and white, okay? Everything's not black and white issue all the damn time. It is some of the time, but not all the time.
Seems like now more than ever, everything is about.
I'm going to tell you why. Because y'all listen to the ants. When y'all give ants power and respond to the ants, now we got an infestation. Instead of just spraying them, killing them and ignore them, y'all listen to them. My God, social media said something about John and Jack's podcast. Now we got to lose sponsors. Get out of here.
I don't sound like that.
That's why I tell you every time. That's why every time y'all say to me, social media, and I'll be like, who is social media?
Yes.
Who is it?
There was one thing I would like to say, though, and it may surprise you. If you're a white person and you're telling a black person to shut up over this issue, shut up yourself. Like, I get it. Just ignore the person that's venting then. But if you're a white person telling a black person not to be offended by this or whatever, shut up yourself. I think just let them look silly or look like they're expanding the issue. But don't be the one to say, you shouldn't be offended by this. Because you know what? I don't want any black person, Asian person, Hispanic person telling me what I should be offended by, and I shouldn't be telling them what they should be offended by.
You have the right to be offended, yes. But we need to get to the root of the problem. Of the problem, management sucks. Now, if I was Howard Schultz, those people, everybody in that store got to go.
Oh, yeah. Restaff.
Everyone in the store.
Everybody in that store got to go. Because guess what? You done caused a national uproar.
Doesn't
need to be a national uproar. Now I got to close 8,000 stores and bring in training so your dumbass can know how to handle people.
By the way, I know his son, Jordan.
Yes.
That's
my guy. That's my guy.
And guess what? Mr. Schultz's history speaks for itself.
He's a great man.
There's Starbucks being racist. Yep. You haven't even done a simple Google search if you think Starbucks is racist. Because Starbucks is about as civically minded and about as if you're on the scale.
Forward thinking,
any major corporation in America.
Again, to keep it from this dumb black and white issue everybody's trying to make, if you let white people loiter, everybody can loiter, right?
Yeah.
If you let one person loiter, the second person should be able to loiter.
I admit, I've
been to Starbucks just to wait for a meeting. I don't drink the coffee, but I may get me a muffin or something. But I don't.
Well, you bought a muffin. So
yeah,
you're good.
That's true.
You can hang out.
Shaq, let me be clear though. When white people, when we gather in a grouping like that, that is what we would call a country club. That's a country club. That's what we would call it, a country club.
Is that right?
We're having a meeting. You just think we're talking about you. See, that's what it is.
When we gather, look at Shaq. Look at Shaq and B-Dog, gangsters.
All I'm going to say is there are plenty of people every day who go into Starbucks just to use the Wi-Fi. They don't buy anything.
Seriously?
They sit there on their computers and use the Wi-Fi.
I have never in a million years have I gone into a business to sit there and not purchase something from the business.
I agree with you, but it's a very small percentage.
No, it does happen. I worked for Starbucks in college.
You did?
For 2 years.
I did not know that.
For 2 years, I worked for Starbucks.
Were you a barista?
I was, and I was a manager of one of the stores in Boca Raton, Florida.
I did not know that.
I did this all the way through college.
I knew I met you before. Remember that cinnamon roll you gave me?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
It was boogery delicious.
It was. It was absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
But yeah, I worked for Starbucks for 2 years. A lot of people come in and just use it. Hang out. There were people that would come in and not order anything, crack open their computer, and just sit there and work.
All day.
All the time at Starbucks.
Really?
All day.
And by the way, print the bathroom code on the damn receipt. How about that?
So when you buy something and you get a receipt, now you have the code to go use the bathroom. There you go.
No, that's too much.
I mean, easy solution.
That's too much.
I think it sounds like a pretty easy solution.
Just anyway.
Management, don't turn into certain issues that it don't need
well,
to be
look, that,
into.
That manager blew it. The yeah. manager yeah, blew it. So.
But everybody in that store got to go.
But the social media the reaction store. Blew it too.
Of course.
It's who, actually who? Even it's they,
again,
it's even,
again,
even worse.
You're playing his point.
Oh, stop yeah. it.
Yeah, who cares?
All right.
Let's just touch on the playoffs a little bit because yep. a lot has happened the last since we've last kind of gathered together here. Do you think the Bucks-Celtics series is turning out a little bit better than we expected it to be?
It's
I guess because Kyrie's out?
It's a hell of a series. The Boston fans and players, they're mad at me.
Why?
Because I said with Kyrie out, yeah. they're done. And a lot of time people like they'll listen, but they're not listening. When I say done, I'm not talking games and series. I'm talking championships. Yeah. I don't talk about moving on to the next series.
You always say that. You yeah. always say that.
I don't listen. Moving on to the next series and going around, that's not successful.
Yeah.
See this right here? I got them all rotating. If you ain't got one, two, three, or four of these, then you're done.
What
that's what I mean
that?
By done. These are all my rings.
It's a little hybrid
you
ring that he's wearing.
One ring.
Two, three,
oh,
and
B-Dog,
four.
Take some
I've
pictures.
Never seen that one before.
I've never seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I just brought it up.
Shoot a little quick video or something.
Yep,
so this is
the playoffs right
media.
Here. So,
yeah.
They're playing, and listen, the young fellas.
It's a good series, man.
They're going at Bledsoe.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they're going at Bledsoe.
I'll say it again.
They're going at Bledsoe.
And we've talked about it before. Brad Stevens is one of the best. He's just flat out one of the best.
Stop it.
He is
good.
Shaq,
one of the best.
Shaq. He out coaches so many of these jabronis that are working right now in the NBA.
Can't say best until you conquer.
Wait a minute.
Well,
he hasn't had the horses yet. Guess what? This year he doesn't even have the horses because of injury.
Well, what's
he gets the most out of his roster?
What's higher than the best? Nothing. So when you say the best,
not
you,
much. Yeah,
you, no. John.
I said he was one of the best.
John, you got too much energy in your voice. You're talking about the man like he's Pat Riley. That's what I said.
He's done
he's
very
good.
Well with
yes,
what he's had.
Okay,
he's pretty good.
Okay, if you're hiring one of the existing coaches today. You only have the existing coaches in the NBA to choose from.
Hello, sir.
What are you? That's David Dickey. He's the big boss here. If you're got the 30 coaches in a room,
that's not the point I'm trying.
Who
to make.
Who are you hiring?
That's not the point. The point I'm trying to make, and you are talking about this man with so much exuberance, so much energy, like he's won a couple championships. He's pretty good. It's not the best yet. When he wins, then you could talk like that. That's just
well, maybe if he got David Robinson and Tim Duncan on the same team,
doesn't
he'd have multiple
on,
rings, too. If he got Tony Parker. What do you mean it doesn't matter? It
doesn't matter who's on your team. You're talking like the man like he's the best coach.
You're telling
ever.
Me it didn't matter to Phil Jackson that he had Shaq and Kobe? You're nuts.
No, it didn't matter.
It did matter.
Phil didn't do nothing but sit down. That's all he did. Phil didn't call up one play. He didn't.
And burn sage.
Yeah. He didn't call up one play. He just sit there and say, hey, you know what you got to do.
I've said that about Mr. Dickey a few times. You know,
oh, yeah.
He
right.
sits in the corner
that's
office and
okay.
reaps the benefits
good.
Of okay. my
again, you're not helping the situation
yeah, exactly.
here today.
Oh,
now, he's
write
taking
it down.
Notes.
He's taking
now.
Notes.
Strike that from
yeah,
the table.
Yes, let's get rid of that.
Hey, Rob, should yep. we let Mr. Dickey hear the weight files?
Oh, no. Why? Do you want John to walk out and say never come back?
Exactly.
Nice to see you.
There we go.
Okay,
we record off the air. All right, so what about Paul George, the whole playoff P thing?
I like it.
I was kind of like PG-13? You said early on in the playoffs, I want to see Paul George take over a series. I want to see
game
OKC's
one,
big two take over
game
a series.
Game one, he took over. Game two, so-so mm-hmm. game. So
yeah.
now the playoff starts.
Yeah.
You know,
who,
the home court advantage, you lose home court advantage.
But who are they?
Listen.
They are ISO team.
It's one guy.
And to me, that sucks in the playoffs.
It does, but yeah. it's one guy, right? So Paul and Westbrook, they got to play consistent like they had in the regular season, right?
Yes.
You were averaging 20, average 20. Now, the missing link, Mr. Carmelo, you got to get 22, 23 points a game. When
oh,
he did that in game one, he had 19.
That's not who he is, though.
Carmelo, excuse me?
Not
he's
in
a
that
scorer.
Lineup. Not in that lineup.
He
when
took,
he was in New
he
York,
but
he
can't.
Was the only
he took 19
there.
Shots yesterday. He just missed a lot of them. He took 19 shots.
19 shots?
Yes.
I got to tell
one
you.
One took 18, one took 21, and one took 19.
One,
like,
thing, I will,
the same
one
shot.
Thing I will say is Carmelo has at least discounted the knock on him that he was a selfish guy who was going to have a bad attitude if he didn't get his shots all the time.
True.
He showed this year that was false. False narrative.
No, he's getting his shots.
I don't think he's getting enough sometimes. I don't honestly no. In that game, yes. But I think in the course of the year
if I take 18 shots, I'm getting 30.
You better. You're playing that close to the basket. Yeah.
30.
Yeah, but you're playing that close to the basket.
Forget that. I'm getting 30. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I took 18 shots.
All right. The James Harden step back is a travel, right?
It is.
Listen, I don't want to sound like I'm hating, but
it's a travel, isn't it?
Looks like it.
He sets that foot twice.
It is.
Yeah.
Like he sets it, and then he steps and sets it again. That's the definition of a travel.
Watch him also when he brings the ball up the court, he also travels.
Wait a minute, where am I watching?
When they're taking the ball, he takes like three steps before he dribbles.
Well, that was like the Westbrook thing.
Yes. Most of them do, and they never called it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even watching for that.
Listen,
I'm not a guard, I'm a shooter, but is he the hell of a Hakeem Olajuwon feetwork style move? I mean, because in the finals in 94-95, Hakeem hit me with some shit. I'm like, man, he got to be traveling.
It has to be, right?
Well, there's a lot of travel going on.
That step back screams travel.
But let's not mention the name Michael Jordan ever again, then.
Why?
Is what people are going to say. Michael Jordan traveled on guess what?
John, I will not let you disrespect.
John's Jordan hate again.
No, I will tell you. Is
there's
that
two peoples I will not allow you to disrespect. Dr. J and Michael
Jordan.
Well,
I love Dr. J.
Okay. You can do
I love
it.
Dr. So J. Just, I love Michael Jordan, too, as a player.
Just
fantastic.
End it where he was traveling. That's
but
it.
Traveling was...
My favorite was the Westbrook travel, where he walked like 15 steps down the court. What about Dwayne Wade the other night? How about this?
Yeah, the flashback. No, forget that.
That was the flashback.
What about the tweet from his wife? That was a nice tweet.
Oh, yeah. Come on home. I got something for you. Yeah. Well, this is him after the game.
Who got into you tonight?
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, really?
Yep. Thank Kevin Hart for that.
Yeah, so.
Kevin Hart taunting him before the game.
Taunting him on the sidelines.
Because he was there to ring the bell for the Sixers.
Right. He probably called him old and all that, washed up and all that. Because, a lot of these guys, when they're out in public around you, they're cool, right? And then when they get around their team, like Drake yesterday going at John Wall. So, like, you know, a lot of these guys, you know,
why
you think
John
that
Wall
one
to
way.
Smack Drake.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know,
smack him.
Like, you know, you think that one way, and then when they get in their real element, then they boom, boom, they suck. So, you know, because remember, like, if you look at all the All-Star games, D Wade, Gabriel is always sitting next to Kevin and his wife, right? Which means to me that they're cool. So now that I'm in the playoff. And then my thing with Kevin Hart, which team are you with? You a Laker fan or you a Philly fan?
No, he's a Sixer fan.
He is?
He grew up in North Philly.
Because I always see him, him at the Laker games.
Yeah, but here's why. Because he is one of the bad Philly fans. And I thought it was a joke that he was asked to ring the bell. Because guess what? When the Sixers have been in the crapper, I've seen Kevin Hart being a Laker fan.
That's my
and
point.
And by the way, and wearing and Laker
that,
gear.
And that's why I asked the question.
And I'm offended by that.
And that's why I asked the question.
I said it to B-Dawg the other day.
And that's why I asked the question. He's
a Laker fan.
So anyway, he started talking smack to D-Wade. War. So I know D-Wade's like in a clock. I was like, oh, really?
Oh,
this ain't going to talk. Watch
okay.
this. So.
Yeah.
Guess what? He was awesome the other night.
Yeah, he looked good.
And
he
you know what?
Good.
And I think if they grease up the walker, he might be able to have the series go back to Philly time.
No, you don't need a walker. All he needs is that tweet from his wife and some of that ocean water.
Yeah, I think he needed maybe a blue or a yellow, too. Just saying.
You got to do what you got to do.
This was my other favorite moment from the playoffs recently, from TNT.
Denzel, before you leave, can you hit us off with that King Kong line?
King Kong, I'm putting cases on all you. Can you curse on? You can't curse on it, can you?
No, you can't.
I'm putting cases. You'll be playing basketball in Pelican Bay when I get shoe programmed. 23-hour lockdown. You think you can do this to me? Shaq, you think you can do this to me? Oh, my God.
I appreciate you, brother.
Well, you got it.
I got to give you your props. You can never let him go without asking him to recite that line.
And that's no. And more importantly, he truly is, tell me he's a really, really good guy.
He's a really good guy.
I want him to be.
When I was in L.A. and I first got to L.A. and I seen all these superstars watching me, I'm like, damn. Like, I never said anything to him. I'm like, damn. So I started saying to myself, like, okay, I'm about to give these dudes the same enjoyment that they gave me. And they're like real fans. They were up through the good and bad. But like when we start winning, so like after the first or second one, I'm walking through the hall one day and Denzel finally said something to me. He grabbed me and said, man, I'm so proud. I'm like he said something to me. Jack said something to Adam Sandler. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
These guys really love and respect what I do. He was like, hey, man. you're really doing good. And I'm just so
that had to give you goosebumps.
I was like, wow,
Denzel Washington. Yeah, that's Denzel, the best. Was,
it is the best. Absolutely
he's one of the one of the five best in my lifetime.
Well, he was on our dream list of guests.
Oh, he's awesome.
So we continue to try and track him down.
Hello, show, Denzel. Yeah. Somebody tweet this.
I'm not calling Denzel.
No. Why?
You don't call anybody. I always have to go through 100 different channels.
Oh, I don't call anybody? I'm putting cases on all you bitches.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
I'm going to have you working for Sirius XM.
Oh, jeez.
Do they pay more?
That's all King Kong hears about. You did raise some ire this last week, I should say, with the Kawhi to Boston thing.
Okay.
Why did you think Kawhi would be what's your angle there? Because the math is a little weird. Because they've got some people to pay. Well, okay, so you've got Kyrie. You're going to have to pay Gordon Hayward.
You're paying Horford way too much for what he
does. You're
going
to owe Hayward about $34 million by the time that that he comes up. Kyrie's going to be a free agent. If you want to keep him, you're going to have to pay him.
Got it.
And to pay Kawhi, they're going to be way over the salary cap at that point. So you're going to have to move people around.
So if you got to pay a lot of people that are worth a lot of money, you got a lot of options.
Yeah.
Those young pieces.
So who do you move, though?
You moving?
I'm moving Gordon, and I'm moving Hal Horford for Kawhi.
Guess what? Nobody's taking Al Horford's contract off you.
Yeah, you're going to have to
Nobody's taking Al Horford's contract. Not a gunpoint. Am I taking?
Never know.
It's going to be one of the young guys.
Listen, I don't know. I don't know how the numbers work, but something's going on in San Antonio.
Unless you get something so valuable that you're willing to take Al Horford's bad contract.
Something's going on in San Antonio.
What do you mean?
They're just such a high-class organization that it's like the feds. Like, information's not going to get out. It could leak out, and when it leaks out, we don't have all the information. You know, we could speculate what's going on, but something's going on. And since I've been in this game a long time, I figure it's something like this. I think someone in Kawhi's management was talking to Pop about an extension. By the way, Pop, my condolences go out to your lovely wife.
His wife passed away this past week.
My belief is somebody from Kawhi's camp went in and said, Pop, let's start talking about this extension. And Pop probably said something, management probably said something, hey, you're hurt. Why don't you play this year out, and then we'll talk about it.
Oh.
And then somebody from Kawhi's camp was like, oh, that's how you're going to treat us?
Yeah.
You're going to disrespect us like that? And then somebody probably in his ear like, hey, man, if you play and get hurt, they could take on the money, like, boom, boom, boom. Let's go get a second opinion. Hey, second opinion, how am I doing?
And that's not bad advice.
I'm not ready to play? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
But if Kawhi got that advice, I don't blame him one bit.
No, you can't do that.
I don't blame him. Well, what?
Can't do that.
Really? I'm shocked. I thought you'd.
No.
Really?
This game, the people the players that realize this game is not about us are the ones that excel. When I walk into the arena, it's not about me. It's about your daughter, John.
Okay.
It's about your daughter, Rob, sitting there with you, watching me play. So if I could walk, if I could move a little bit, I got to play.
Okay.
I got to play.
You think you're old school with that mentality?
That absolutely is.
Because that doesn't sound new school.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely
not. That's an old school NBA mentality. It really is.
I like it. I mean, guess what? If I'm an owner, I love hearing that from an employee.
No, my dad told me that. He said, hey, bro, it ain't about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, I know you make a lot of money, but it ain't about you. I was like, what do you mean? He said, look. And you see little kid, shot. That's what it's about.
That's the thing, though. I don't think a lot of the players in the NBA today share that kind of mentality.
And that's why they
really don't.
And that's why they're not going to be as great. Yeah.
Some of them have to have like 5 Instagram accounts just to be able to go out against their haters.
You know why?
That's terrible.
You know why I always hit free throws in the playoffs?
Why?
Because it's not about me.
You practice?
No, it's not. Especially at home. At home, right, you see kids going, like, please hit it. And on the road, you got guys going, you're not going to hit it. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, really? Boom. And I'm looking at this little kid like, oh, okay. This little kid wants me. Knock him down. You know, you're looking at my kids, and they're going, well, love you, daddy. Let's go.
Yeah.
And you got to tuck that elbow in. That's what it's about. It ain't about me.
Good. Well, that's, I agree with John. That's an old school mentality. One other thing we need to touch on quickly also was this moment from your appearance on James Corden.
If I married the Queen of England, would that make me the King of England?
I'm going to say it won't, but can I say on behalf of everyone in Britain, I would love nothing more. I think it would be the most sensational thing that could ever happen. happen. Sure. It would be glorious.
Queen Victoria.
The biggest problem is her name's Queen Elizabeth.
That was very funny. You were on with Victoria Beckham.
I know that.
What are you doing with her? I didn't know you guys were working together.
Oh, she got hired by Reebok to create Shaq's women's line.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, because she had the Dunkman logo and the O'Neal stuff on and all that.
Nice lady.
So
nice.
David will be on the show.
Oh, no, he didn't want to.
I saw you at dinner the other night.
Yeah, nice lady. And their family is fabulous. And David's a great guy. He's a great guy. And I finally told him the story that I was jealous of him.
Why were you jealous of him?
Because when Jordan and Barkley and those guys were here, like, forget that. This is my now, right? So everybody start fading out. Malone, Barkley, boom, and I'm rising at the top. So finally, when Jordan leaves, I'm waiting for the article to say out to come out and say the top paid athlete or the highest grossing athlete Shaquille O'Neal. So I'm looking, and it comes out, and I see this little white guy, David Beckham, making 150, and I'm making like one. And I'm like, I never even heard of him. I'm like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? You always were above me when it comes to salary and stuff like that, so I was kind of envious of you.
And
so.
Ugly, too.
No, he's not ugly. No, he's a sexy guy.
I'm joking. So you felt a little attracted to him.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's hot.
Were you footsie under the table? Or?
Nope. All we had our shoes on.
Enough of that.
Okay.
How's your yodeling skills?
Did you hear about the Oscar De La Hoya tape that's been floating around?
No.
Oh, no,
really?
Now, wait a minute, because I've heard a lot of real
I've heard sketchy stuff.
Listen, a lot of it. And none of it, I'm going to say alleged, because none of it's alleged.
So is that stuff Oprah talks about?
I haven't seen it, but one of the B-Dog's partners told me somebody was using kitchen utensils. Like the other end.
Spatula?
Yes.
Really?
The other end. No, what's that thing? What's that thing look like this, and you whip the eggs?
The whisk?
Yeah.
The other end.
Oh, my gosh.
The other end.
That is not, no.
Remind me never to have breakfast at Oscar De La Hoya.
Yeah, what'd you make? Pancakes?
Okay, well, hold on.
A hard pass.
But hold on. They're saying his camp is saying somebody's trying to extort us with this video. What does that mean?
Is there a dude involved?
Oh, they're basically trying to get money.
No, but they're extortion.
Break it down. Yeah. Break it down. Extort me with this tape. What tape?
Exactly.
What tape?
Oh, boy.
Because you can't come to me if I ain't shooting no tape and say, oh, I got a tape. I'll be like, okay, sue.
Yeah. That
ain't me in the tape.
I got a tape, yeah. So many people. Oh, speaking of which, things that make you go, hmm. Do you have a body double yet?
No,
I got a casting notice today from Marinella Hume Casting here in Atlanta.
Oh, yes?
Looking for a Georgia body double. And here's the description. Do you know someone, an African-American male, between 7 and 7 feet 1 tall, 295 to 325 pounds, fit or athletic build, to stand in as a double?
For what?
This came to me on Facebook. This matches nobody else's description.
Hold on. Whoa. What was the weight again? Oh, no, you may be a little off, but that one.
It was 295 to 325.
The casting director is not looking in local Starbucks.
It said this is not.
I know you was going to say that, B-Dog. That's why I must release this new video. I'm not going to even show you. I'm going to show John.
There you go.
It said we need someone who's really tall, athletic build, low-cut hair or bald. So this is clearly someone's looking for a stand-in for Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, wait a minute. If it was hair plugs, it could have been a stand-in for LeBron.
7 foot one? No.
Yeah, not seven foot one.
I don't want you to say, come over here.
I'm just saying.
This is a real casting notice I got today. Oh, what is this?
That was this morning, B-Dog.
Didn't need to see that.
Explain what happened.
Yeah, B-Dog.
Didn't need to see that.
Yeah.
I would suggest that it's Shaquille O'Neal in the shorts in the gym, posing, and something may or may not be looking to make an appearance.
Oh, geez, the Big Show.
I think so. Could very well be.
By the way, popped up on our Twitter feed this week, the damn Big Show again.
Yes.
The guy you found on Instagram who looked like the Big Show?
You know what's crazy? Because he was walking toward me with his glasses on. And
you thought it was him?
No. He was walking kind of aggressive. And I'm like, I know Big Show ain't coming over here while I'm at the gas station about to say something to me. No, he took his glass off.
Like the Big Show.
He did. I say, hey, he said, man, can I take, he was a nice guy. Can I take a shot with you? I said, he said, no, I'm not the Big Show. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Because I was about to put these dukes up on you.
Anil put it up on Twitter. Oh, that your video on Instagram. Right. And Big Show replies.
Big Show replied to it.
What is that?
LOL. And like a bunch of laughing faces.
I actually
and
we're talked trying to get him on the show. I actually talked to him yesterday.
Okay.
Whose show?
Yeah, Big Show. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes, man. We're friends.
Why isn't he on the show?
John, you have to let me know who you want.
Yeah, no. That's not going to happen.
Oh, it will.
We've asked the Big Show 100 times to come on the show.
First of all, seriously.
John, it will. Next year.
It will? Okay.
Yeah,
next year.
Year
will?
Next year.
Okay, good. We like that.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. When there you go. A couple quick things here, and then we got to get to BJ Armstrong. Okay. He's going to join us here. He'll talk a little NBA.
You've lined up a BJ for us.
Yes, I have.
Very good.
Not for you. Shaq learns to yodel.
What?
This is from the big highlight on TNT. That kid that's everywhere right now, the yodeling
kid. The one was
kid,
at Coachella?
That's all over the place, yeah. So he was yodeling at a Walmart, and then they brought him on stage at Coachella and turned into a whole thing. So then they brought in a yodeling guy to teach you how to...
Before you start, I'm 45 years old, and I didn't know yodeling was the stuff little black kids used to do. Yodel-hee-hoo. I never knew that was yodeling.
Yeah, that's called yodeling.
I didn't know little black kids used to do
that. Yeah, we used to do it in the hood. You never used to do that in the hood?
What, Swiss Miss Instant Coke?
No, we used to go yodel-hee-hoo.
We called it yodeling.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All right, go ahead.
Here's Shaq learning how to yodel.
So what we have to do is just start with the chest sound and go to the falsetto sound.
I can't.
That's pretty good. That's a bass falsetto. That'll do it. That's it. You're getting it.
Sure you are.
Sounds like he's getting it.
That's the magic word.
You know what? I'm going to an
who's
ENT
your old
guy.
Lady who?
I can't go high.
Who's your old lady?
I don't know what happened.
That's really? The magic word.
Who's your old lady? We discussed this, John.
I know.
Who's your old lady who?
Pretty close.
Terrible, Frank. Stop lying to me. You're lying to me, Frank.
Now, here's the best part of that. If you isolate just Shaq's yodeling from that clip.
Who's your old lady who?
Sounds like he's getting it.
Who's your old lady who?
That is awesome.
I can't go high. So any podcast listeners here in Atlanta, if you want to recommend me for an ENT guy to fix my voice, do it.
It sounded like when he negotiated his TNT contract.
Hold on.
Very similar sounds.
Mix that with Shannon Sharp and Skip Bayless.
Oh, my gosh. That's really
it's about to be a cigar.
All right, we're children.
Yeah, we are.
Absolute children.
Let's
what
continue.
Did you say? We're children.
Let's continue.
Hey, we got a BJ coming up.
Yes,
BJ Armstrong will join us coming up here on the Big Podcast with Shaq. And Shaq, for a while now, we've been telling people about our friends at TrueCar. Great partners of the podcast. In fact, they're the best. They've helped us all save money on new car purchases. If you don't realize this, folks, TrueCar can save you a lot of money on used cars, too. In fact, there are over 700,000 pre-owned vehicles that are available from TrueCar certified dealers nationwide.
So whether you're looking to buy a new used car, you can get upfront pricing information and just a better buying experience from TrueCar. They're the real deal. You get to see what other people pay for the car you want, so you know if you're paying a fair price. Connect with a local certified dealer of your choosing, and boom, a quick, easy buying experience, and you can do it on your computer, on your phone. TrueCar makes you want to go,
and here,
the last one's
scary. And here's the bottom line. And I mean bottom. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP. And the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, they've sold over 3 million cars.
So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience.
What did you say?
That's it. That's Shaq's number now.
some features are not available in all states.
Love TrueCar.
Are you looking for a champion's insight from a fan's perspective into the world of sports and entertainment?
Then check out In the Key with me, NBA champion BJ Armstrong.
And me, sports analyst Gerald Brown.
Right here on Podcast One. We know the business, and each week we'll chat with celebrity guests and provide an informed discourse on the cultural beats of the moment.
Download new episodes of In the Key every Thursday on PodcastOneSports.com, the Podcast One app, or Apple Podcasts.
What's up, BJ? Remember that time I crossed you up, you Hacker Shaq, man? I laid it up on you and got the and one.
Yeah, I do, Shaq. I do remember that. I do remember that. You know, the big fella crossed me up, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. BJ, I just learned something very interesting about you. I played against you many years in the league, and you've been doing great stuff after the league. How come a lot of people doesn't know that you're a sports agent?
You know, Shaq, I just kind of been doing my thing, and, you know, they shouldn't know that I'm a sports agent, because you know what? I always believe that, you know, I should be in the background, and the players that I represent should always be in the forefront. So I always thought that was the best way to do my job, let the work that I do speak for itself. But I've been doing this now for about 10, 12 years, and it's been a great fit from the standpoint of, you know, after I played, I just always wanted to, you know, things, I don't know if you felt this way, but it was things like I wanted to know when I was younger, and I wish I could have asked someone. So that was kind of my idea of coming over in this lane, and it's been a great fit for me and working with the young kids today and helping them make the transition from being an amateur to professional basketball.
We're glad BJ didn't stay in his lane, like, you know, it's been told to many other people. As he joins us, he's got a new podcast, In the Key, that's available Thursdays at Podcast One. You just had Penny Hardaway on, too, didn't you, BJ?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun. And so, you know, two of my greatest passions are basketball and sports and music, and in particular hip-hop. And I know Shaq is a big hip-hop. And I remember when you came out with your album when I was playing, and I never told you that, but I was really studying your bars back then and all the guys that you had, you know, on your album. And I thought it was just tremendous what you were doing, and you had the courage to do it. So, but I'm a huge music fan. I love hip hop. I love I grew up in the era of like G-Rap and KRS-One and Kane and Rakim and all those guys. And to see these new kids like Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, so just carrying on the tradition of an MC. So I thought, hey, I can talk about the things that I love most in music and sports, and kind of combine the two together.
That's awesome. You played alongside the greatest, Michael Jordan. There's a lot of people trying to compare him and LeBron. I want to hear from a guy that played next to the great Michael Jordan. Is he better than Jordan? Has he surpassed Jordan? Is he equal to Jordan? Is he behind Jordan? I want to hear from you. Because Scotty and Isaiah was tripping.
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing I want to say is this, Shaq. You know, I had a chance to play against phenomenal players like yourself and to see it, you know, up close. And I think it's always difficult when you really reflect on it to take one guy in an era, because the game back then, Shaq, like when you first came in the league, is a different game than the game that we're actually watching today. You know, the physicality of the game, the rules were different, the way the game was coached was different. LeBron is a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal player, and he could have played in any era, make no doubt about it. But Michael Jordan was just something a little different. And what I mean is a little different, it's just his mentality of how he played as compared to LeBron. I think of LeBron more as a facilitator. I think that's truly who he is. And, you know, LeBron can do so many things. He's a wonderful athlete. He's a wonderful player. His basketball IQ is off the charts. But Jordan, what he was able to do, he had a presence about him that was just something a little different. I don't know who's better or who's, you know, who's first and who's second, but what I do know, in that era, you know, I would have loved to have seen LeBron play in that era with the physicality, hand-checking, and the way the game was played. When I saw Michael Jordan average 37 points a night with the physicality playing against the Pistons and hand-checking and all those things, it makes me wonder, what could he do today the way the game is played?
B,
DJ.
Yeah, so I don't know. But I will say this. I want to admire those two for what they are because they're wonderful players. I would have loved to see Shaq play against Will Chamberlain. I would have loved to see Shaq play against Kareem just so I could have a visual to see how the game was played. So it's great debate. I think that's what makes sports great. But certainly I'm an admirer of both, and having an opportunity to play with Jordan was a treat for me.
BJ, he's awesome, and he's one of the best players in the game. But I always say I'd love to see Steph Curry play in the day of Shaq. I want to see how I want to. Because I have a feeling that many nights he would have been picking up teeth off the ground.
I wouldn't have fouled him that hard. I wouldn't have fouled him that hard because I knew his father, but I would have touched him up. Definitely.
You couldn't help but touch. I remember the first time Phil Jackson asked me to double team Shaq, and I looked at Phil Jackson. I said, "Are you trying to get me killed? If this guy turns over his left shoulder fast because he can't see me, it's over." So, it was just a different game. As Shaq will tell you, you took a hard foul, and that was just part of the game. You didn't, now guys get fouled hard, and they're looking for all types of technicals and things like that. So this is a different game.
So Catch in the Key, available Thursday at Podcast One. BJ, we want to thank you, and continue to do a great job representing these players, buddy.
Good luck, BJ.
Love you.
Okay, I appreciate it. You guys, too. Love watching the show, TNT, and all the things you're doing, Shaq. You're phenomenal, and you're a great example to our youth and everything. And please tell your mom and your family we say hello, and we're proud of you, big fella.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother. Talk
Thanks,
to you
BJ.
Soon.
Thanks, BJ. Of Borderline. We'll start with something that I initially didn't really put into Borderline, and then I kind of rethought it and went back and got it because the guy got suspended. This is a ton of people sent me this. This is OKC announcer Brian Davis.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, am I going to go off on this one?
Suspended for saying this about Russell Westbrook.
Russell looking for Ferguson in the corner for three. Westbrook is out of his cotton picking mind.
He's out of his cotton picking mind.
And so?
So he got suspended.
You know why?
Because of the ants.
Similar because of what we talked about earlier in the show.
Ants. You see a lot of ants, you automatically think it's an infestation problem rather than just killing it.
But you've heard the expression.
Yeah, but
before,
you know what, though?
I've definitely heard it.
Westbrook didn't have the guy's back. He's known the guy for years and didn't have his back. And he should have spoken up and said, by the way, the Urban Dictionary will show you, even the Urban Dictionary knows, this is not anything that is racially insensitive. The cotton picking mind has nothing to do with race. And even the Urban Dictionary tells you what exactly it means, and it doesn't mean anything about picking cotton. It doesn't.
I got to disagree with you on that.
It means you're out of your mind. You're in the zone.
Why couldn't he just say he's out of his mind?
Because cotton picking mind doesn't mean anything about cotton picking.
You're right. Cotton picking mind doesn't mean anything about cotton picking. But it's just like monkeys. Monkeys equals what, B-Dog? Say it.
Black people.
So when you say picking cotton, who does that equate to? I'm just telling you, John.
Can I go to the Urban Dictionary?
John, we're not talking about the Urban Dictionary. I'm just telling you how we've been taught for many years.
Well, here's what I'm
going to say. Monkey equates to black people and cotton picking equates to us and Spanish people.
The Urban Dictionary. Saying that Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary cotton created picking. By white people, John.
Okay.
Black people don't own publishing and booking companies. That's not our dictionary, John. We don't go through that.
Something people say when they get mad, an adjective that means pain in the ass, difficult, something where you are in the zone, something where you are playing or performing at a level you've never played before.
It
has nothing to do with it.
I'm just saying, John, when you give uneducated people, when you give people a chance to go left or right.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes they're going to go left, sometimes they go right.
It's the ants.
Sometimes they're going to go left, sometimes they go right.
It is absolutely the ants.
But if I'd have heard that, I wouldn't have said nothing.
Yeah. I remember hearing that expression?
I once heard an announcer say, I'm not going to say his name, guy was dunking on the rim. He said, oh, look at him hang up there. All he needs now is a banana.
No, that didn't
happen.
Well,
wait a minute.
Yes.
That did not
happen. Yeah, it did.
Oh, there's no way around that one.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, but this is...
But that's a racial... That's a direct, like, slamming you... That's a racial slur.
Not really.
Yeah,
that's worse.
That's direct, man.
Just like the whole monkey thing?
Like,
banana?
Well, cotton picking mine, I swear to God, you know where I heard the expression? Yosemite Sam.
Yes.
Watching old Warner Brothers Looney Tunes.
Fastest shooting hombre ever across the Rio Grande. What are you out of your car?
That's where I've heard that.
And Bugs Bunny is not black.
No, but it's hard for me to take that seriously.
What?
Actually, he is.
Bugs
Bunny's black?
Yeah, white people don't run that fast.
Yeah!
Roadrunner was black, too. He was Jamaican, as a matter of fact.
He was?
Yeah, he was. Usain Roadrunner. That's right.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny had the vertical leap.
Me, even in 2000... In 1996, I wouldn't take it personal. 2018. Because remember, right? You got to look at the source of where it comes from. We know the guy's not racist. The guy, the commentator, we know that. He's been commentating there for many years.
Long time.
Really with the players. So we know he just, hey, listen. And if you listen to his voice, he was in the zone himself.
Correct.
He
got that cotton bacon. And he like didn't mean anything by it. And guess what?
Good guys always do that.
Shaq, you're in the law, right?
Yes.
As a lawman. Intent.
Yeah,
it's a big part of conviction.
Yes, intent.
What was the intent of your action?
He only got suspended a game.
I don't care.
Like he lost his job.
I don't care. I'm more offended by Russell Westbrook not having his back.
But we had a guy get suspended because his name was Robert Lee. Remember?
Yes. And we also
had ESPN. The guy.
And my man Max Bridges. Yes, because it was
too close.
They had to take him off of the game. But my buddy Max Bretos at ESPN got suspended for a month. For saying chink in the armor while in a Jeremy Lin highlight that people said, oh, look, he's trying to make a joke. No, he wasn't. And by the way, his wife, he's married to an Asian woman. This is such idiots, the ants you speak of. It's idiots.
All right, well, since we're on the NBA, we're going to move over to Inside the NBA on TNT with the next borderline here. And it actually came from... Mr. Charles Barkley.
What?
On this moment here.
That's incredible.
Me and you could do that, Chuck.
No, we can't do that. I can't hold your fat ass up.
Okay, well, hold on. Before I play the clip, they were showing halftime at the Rockets game, and they had two of those.
It was like a Cirque du Soleil
type thing. Yeah, like there's one guy balancing on the ground, the other guy's on top of his head.
It was a little weird.
It was really weird. So that's what they're talking about.
That's incredible.
Me and you could do that, Chuck.
No, we can't do that. I can't hold your fat ass up.
If I'm fat, then you're obese.
Who's going to be at the base?
Oh, there you go.
Ernie,
you walked a very fine line just then.
Who's going to be at the base and who's going
to
be
at the way to get clean it up?
Woo, Ernie, you scared me for a second. I almost caught that coming out.
Where
do you see yourself holding the guy up or being the guy who's...
The whole studio was like, hey, what?
Chuck, when are you going to... Okay, promise me this. Next time you yell borderline,
all right? Deal.
Okay, you yell, and one of them things.
I promise.
Happen,
I promise.
Borderline.
I promise.
Yeah, because
I almost caught that coming out.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I almost caught that coming out.
Oh, that is awesome.
10-year-olds.
That's awesome.
All right, we got to wind back a couple weeks. We missed this one. I got to thank Cooper on Twitter, Marcelo at our Gmail. This is Jay Williams on First Take after Villanova put a whooping on Michigan in the national title game.
Okay.
This happened, and we had missed it, but here it is.
They whooped Kansas by 20-plus. I mean, that was a tail whooping. Now let's take it to the back of the barn and just pull your pants down and give it to you really quick.
I think
what?
So. Jay is talking
what
about
what the hell is he talking about there?
Villanova's dominance. This
Wait a minute,
season.
Though. But what's the reference?
They whooped Kansas by 20-plus. I mean, that was a tail whooping. Now let's take it to the back of the barn and just pull your pants down and give it to you really quick.
I almost caught that coming out.
I don't even know what he's referencing.
I
go behind the barn and pull your pants down and then
give it to you real quick.
Okay, I don't even know what he's referencing.
Yeah, that's
No, that could be referenced two ways. Us, down south, used to take us around the corner behind the thing and spank you.
Yeah. And spank you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so he was referencing a spanking.
Because it's almost like he mixed.
That's why I'm glad. That's why I'm glad I grew up in the Northeast, where your parents would just beat you in public.
They didn't take
you behind anything.
Yeah.
My mom would throw something at your head in the house.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, she threw those.
My mom wouldn't hang the phone up. She would just grab whatever was close to the phone and throw it at
you. The Dr. Scholes. there was a dent in my mom's kitchen wall.
From
a small
Dr. Scholl's.
Dent from where she threw a Dr. Scholl's at my head once, and she never fixed it.
All right, well, thanks to Majid and Bacht at our Gmail.
I just got some great news.
Oh, you did? What you got?
Brandon Marshall was cut just a day after telling Dez there was no room for him in New York.
There is now.
There is room now.
Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, all my gosh.
All right, yeah.
Continue.
Okay. By the way, where do you think he's going to go?
Well, now Dez. I think he's going to the Giants.
You think he's going to the Giants?
Know, yeah, I think so. That's heavy. If they're getting rid of, if Dez Bryant's.
As a Cowboys fan, doesn't that just cut you to the core, though?
Yeah.
To see a guy leave the Cowboys and go to the Giants?
Yeah.
Ugh. All
I
right.
bet he's going to be able to get open like 6 yards down the field.
Thank you. This was The Rock. This was The Rock on Ellen, and he was promoting his new movie Rampage. They play a game on Ellen called Make It Rain, where they pull down like little umbrellas and water falls down on you.
Okay.
And stuff. Well, this happened.
Grab a water bottle and give me the answer. If you get it right, you get to pick an umbrella. Obviously, the more you get right, the more chances to win. You could win a lot of money, or you could get wet. All right. And who could be better to get wet for? Is
hey,
what am I saying? What happened? Wow.
Man. Yeah.
I did not mean.
Perfect.
Let's
get wet.
All right.
Getting wet for Ellen.
Let me stop.
I love The Rock too at the end. Let's get wet. Wow. So thank you to Majid and Bacht for that one. We're going to finish out the week with our favorites, our all-time favorites, Skip and Shannon.
Oh, yes.
We got a couple. Here so we got go. A couple. Got to thank Matthew at our Gmail. This is Skip and Shannon breaking down a player. And wondering, does he have a hard time finishing?
6'5". Trae Young, 6'2", and has a hard time finishing. Does this kid have a hard time finishing? He does not.
Either hand.
Right? He's explosive. Yeah, it's like he's got some strength.
So he's ambidextrous.
No, he's ambidextrous.
Boom!
With either hand, he has no problem.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Shannon, yeah.
Oh,
either hand.
Man.
Either hand.
All right, so, and then finally, Sergio at our Gmail for catching this. The guys were discussing the return of Tiger Woods to the Masters and all the hype that was surrounding Tiger Woods. And Shannon Sharp did a familiar sound in the midst of this that we know and love.
Hype is back, Shannon. How much of a shot?
I can't wait to hear what you have to say.
Well, they got me, Joy. I'm by it. I'm
they
drinking.
Got you.
Hey, I'm drinking a
Kool
Aid.
Wow.
I'm drink.
You're drinking that green Kool Aid now.
He got me, Skip. He told me that. That's all I needed.
He was drinking the Kool Aid.
Wow.
We got more Shannon gulps. I just love the.
I'm drink.
You're drinking that green Kool Aid now.
He got me, Skip.
One day I want you to take all the I and just make it like a myth.
It's about to be a yeah.
It's my favorite, the Shannon Sharp style stumble. And that is this week's edition.
Pull your pants down and give it to you really quick.
Of Borderline.
There you go. And guess what? It's NFL draft time again. So if you're looking for expert breakdowns of each team's needs, top draft picks, and insider information, one of my favorite shows at Podcast One is Ross Tucker's Football Podcast. Especially a week like this, you want to make sure that you're listening to Ross. He is going to prepare you for that NFL draft like nobody's business.
Ross played in the NFL for 7 years and is currently a broadcaster and writer. It's a fantastic show. Ross has great insight and access. So download the Ross Tucker Football Podcast at Podcast One and Apple Podcasts. And remember to rate and review. We always want to hear your feedback.
All right, one game that we got a lot of great social media feedback on in the last few weeks was the Porn Star Challenge, where I had you guys draw cards of names of porn stars that you'd never seen.
Well, wait a minute. That
I've
never
seen. Whoever laughs, lose. Okay,
right.
I remember
the
game.
Whoever laughs,
never
seen. Yeah. Whoever laughed.
Shaq knows every number in the lost. Sixes and sevens.
No, yes, 595, 597, and 598.
See,
and he
knows
does
those
not
numbers.
Have a
and I know the owner of Vivid Entertainment.
Okay, are you
really?
Going to eat during this game? Because this music and Shaq eating
a
could
burger.
Really be erotic.
All right,
I'm
so
never going to lose this game.
If you laugh, your opponent gets a point. That's
laugh,
the
giggle,
game.
Or chuckle.
Yes. 5 second.
Cool.
Rule.
You're the judge, right?
And it's the 5 second.
Five second rule.
All right. Who wants to go?
Shaq's going first.
So you pick up the card.
First one.
Straight faced. Look at John and read it.
A clear and pleasant stranger.
All right, you're good. Very good. Now, remember, no pun intended, they get harder. John Kincaid.
White men can't hump.
Already knew that.
Okay. Good job. Shaquille O'Neal.
A Tale of Two Titties.
That's a point for John.
Okay, that was pretty funny. I'm glad. And if he didn't laugh first, I think I was laughing.
All right, so John,
all right, I'm up 1-0.
John's up 1-0.
I couldn't hold that one.
The Long Ranger.
Okay, you're good.
He almost laughed.
It was close, though. It was close. All right. Shaquille O'Neal.
The Da Vinci Load.
You're clear.
He almost went.
The Da Vinci Load. That was a good one.
Chunky Kane.
Okay, that was the,
Oh, they get much worse.
Beverly Hills Cock.
All right, good job. Wow.
This is a stalemate.
It is. 1-0 Kincaid.
Ejacula.
All right, good job. The hand motions don't help,
though. This really doesn't help at all.
All right, John Kincaid.
Girth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
Oh, he almost.
All right, Shaquille O'Neal.
I didn't laugh.
He just put his head down.
Men in Back.
Okay, this is
Men in Back.
Okay, it's 1-0. I am trying to think of all the tragic things that could happen to relatives and everything.
Set up.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Eye Cream of Genie.
Hey, he's not going to budge on that one.
Good. Not a Barbara Eden fan, I see.
Clearly not.
Jurassic Cock.
All right, good job. Wow.
It's staring at Shaq where he's trying to hold back from laughing.
All right, John.
Pulp Friction.
He's unimpressed by that one.
He didn't even react to that one.
Saturday Night Beaver.
I almost have to tie it up on that one.
No, you don't. Yeah. You don't. Wait a minute. I did not quiver. I held that in. Come on, John. No way. No way. No, that's it. Cheap, I'm sniffing John. In my ear. I didn't giggle.
All right.
Sperms of Endearment. You got to look at me. Remember, you have to be looking at me right now. Sperms of Endearment.
I'm mad at you, John. Because I know the old technique. When you didn't want to laugh in class, you got to let some of the air out.
I didn't let any
you
air
did.
Out.
You did. Through your nostrils.
There you go.
All right.
I don't make you
only
laugh.
Only a few left one. Here.
Throbin Hood.
All right. Good job. I don't know how you survived that one. Oh, man.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Balls. Shaq, not a fan
Shaq
of teen
not
novels.
Not impressed.
Wow.
Not impressed. Shaquille O'Neal.
Pocahontas.
All
All right, good job.
That was a good one. That was a good one. That was a good one.
I thought I was going to throw up.
A few more.
Ready?
John Kincaid.
Game of Bones.
Oh, Shaq didn't like
think
that
so
one.
Either. I didn't think
he
so either.
Not impressed.
That was an easy one to...
Children of the Cornhole.
John held it together. Wow. Is this the last one?
Yes.
Hey. Last one, I will tell you.
Last one.
It's the worst one.
Hey, we need to do this. We need to do this outside.
Okay, we will.
Oh, God, yeah. This is great.
This is the worst one, by far.
Schindler's Fist.
Oh, Shaq didn't like it. Oh, wow. Shaq didn't like it, but, at a controversial 1-0, you're going to get a...
Monkey! Monkey! Don't you know you want to shock the monkey?
Wow.
Hey, hey, hey!
All right, so, John finally tracks down a win.
Wow. It's a win. I had a good January.
That game is
just
tough,
like the Eagles,
man.
That game is so much fun.
That game is tough,
that
man.
That game is so much fun.
All right.
Poke a hot ass almost got me.
It did. It
we ride. All right, everybody, let's get out of here, roll.
Love Shaq, yeah.
Hey, the big podcast with Shaq at gmail.com. We love your submissions. Love that you get in on the podcast anytime that you can. And we appreciate you being a part of the show. Follow along on Twitter at Shaq.
Oh, yeah.
At John Kincaid. Oh, at yeah. Rob Jenners.
Yes.
And at this.
Just type in B-Dog. You'll find me.
Just type in B-Dog.
You'll find 100 B-Dogs. You'll find
there you go.
It ain't but one B-Dog.
It ain't but one B-Dog. All right. And send your best stuff. You got borderlines. You got questions for Shaquille O'Neal. Send them to thebigpodcastwithshaq@gmail.com.
We love it.
And if you got comments for John as well, please send those along. I forward those on to Johnny every time someone,
thank
someone
you
gets
very
their
much.
Blood ire on their
oh,
ire.
Oh, jeez. We'll all see right. y'all at Starbucks.
See you next week, Shaq.
Thanks. Hang out.
No loitering.
No loitering.
See ya. AP News headlines are coming up next.
Big Podcast with Shaq is a presentation of Podcast One. Follow Shaq on Twitter at Shaq and follow Kincaid at John Kincaid. Also, check out the podcast page on Facebook for photos, behind-the-scenes video, and more. New episodes are available every Monday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.